as we said at the beginning of this Mass, the theme of our reflection this morning is responding to God's call. In the first reading of today, why was the little boy, Samuel, unable to recognize the voice of God? It was because he had not been trained in the ways of the Lord. But when Eli taught him the ways of the Lord and how to respond to God's call, when God called again, Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Please, can you repeat after me? "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening."
For your servant is listening.
We have two kinds of listeners: aggressive listener and the passive listener. An aggressive listener comes to Mass and participates fully in the celebration of the liturgy of the Mass. He seeks to hear what God has to say. But on the other hand, a passive listener comes to Mass. He does not participate fully in the liturgy of the Mass. He comes to prayer. He is distracted. He does not make any effort to seek to hear what God has to say. He sees prayer as a routine. He rushes over prayer. Prayer is a dialogue and not a monologue. In prayer, we speak to God, and God speaks to us. In fact, what God says in prayer is far more important than what we say. In the Gospel of today, the Gospel tells us about the call of Andrew and his brother Peter, and how they responded to the call. When we want to respond to God's call, when we want to be ready to hear the voice of God, we must be aggressive listeners. We must pay attention to what God has to say. But the problem we have sometimes is that we present our petitions before God and we do not listen to hear what God has to say. Sometimes we rush over our prayers and we don't listen, which is very important whenever we want to pray. After talking to God, we must listen to know what God has to say. Sin makes us unable to connect with God. Sin blocks the eyes of the mind and the ears of the heart. Sin blocks the eyes of the mind and makes us unable to see what lies beyond the physical, to see what is in the spiritual level. And the sin blocks the ears of the heart and makes us unable to hear the voice of God. And sometimes when we do not make effort to listen to the voice of God, God may, in another way, in other ways, you know, shape us to listen to Him, to listen to His voice. And some of the ways may be unanswered prayer. Have you ever experienced unanswered prayer before in your life? You are asking God for something and he does not respond. You think that God does not respond. God hears all the prayers we say. But the problem with us is that we don't listen to hear what God says. A man came to me, that was many years back when I was in Nigeria. The man said, "Father, I want to get married. And I've presented my petition before God so that God will open my eyes and show me the right person to marry." Then I inquired from him and said to him, "Have you received any response from God?" The man said, "Yes and no at the same time." He said that God sent him three persons, three ladies at the same time, but he was asking for one. He sent him three. And in those ladies, he discovered what he was looking for. The ladies, three of them had the qualities he was looking for in a woman to marry. And the man said that he was confused and didn't know which one to choose. Then I told him, "Please, you have to go back to prayer and ask God to give you discernment to make the right choice." So you see, you make a petition, you have to listen to know what God has to say, which is very important. Another way through which God can, you know, draw our attention may be disappointment in life. So many of us have experienced disappointment in one way or the other. It may be also in form of failure. Maybe failure in academics, for those of us who are still in school. It may be financial failure, financial collapse, bankruptcy. You are about to lose your house, you are about to lose your car, and you are about to lose everything you have worked for. Please, that is not the end of the world. It may be an end for a new beginning. It may be a way that God wants to draw your attention, to capture your attention. Because sometimes we may have divided attentions. Another means may be sickness or illness. If you are ill and you are sick, do not think that God does not love you. No. Or God is punishing you because you have sinned grievously. No. God loves all of us. Sickness can be normal. It may be a way that God wants you to listen more to Him, to listen more to His voice. Sometimes we may not be listening more. Another way, or one of the ways, or one of the things that prevent us from listening to the voice of God is inordinate attachment to material things. Some of us are attached to their handsets, handphones. Some of us are attached to their computers. Your wife will be calling you, "Please, darling, the dinner is ready." You are still there on your computer for hours. Not that you are working, you are doing some other things there. Then after the dinner, "Darling, it's time for bed. You have been there for so long. Now come, let us say our night prayers before we get to bed." You are still there on your computer. You are attached to your computer. If your computer can deny you your prayers, That is inordinate attachment to material things. I've once told this story here. A man went to his pastor and said, "Father, my dog died yesterday, and I would like you to celebrate a holy mass for the repose of the soul of my dog." The priest was furious and said, "We don't celebrate masses here for animals. You can go across the street. Maybe you will find one of these evangelical churches. They can help you pray for the soul of your dog, but not here." As the man was about to leave, the man came back and said, "Father, I don't know the culture here, but what do you think? If I offer $400,000, would that be enough for this prayer?" And the priest said, "Wait a minute. You never told me that your dog was a Catholic.